Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, loves. It's currently Tuesday as I record this, and I didn't forget about you on Monday morning. Unfortunately, I held off on recording the podcast because of the fact that I was sick, and I was hoping that my voice would be a little bit better in time to record it, but that doesn't seem to be happening. So I'm going to air this episode for Wednesday morning, and hopefully my voice will hold out to record it for you. This week, I want to talk to you guys about self-care. I think it's so important that we actually take time for ourselves. We can get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. For some of us, that's parenting and working and doing all the things. For other people I know in entrepreneurship, it's, you know, all the things business and the hustle and the grind. And I think a lot of times we lose sight of the fact that we have to take care of ourselves. And maybe that's different. Well, not maybe. That is different for everyone, what that looks like. For me personally, I need to get anywhere from minimum 6 hours sleep to maximum 11. It's very rare I get 11, but I just know I need that sleep or I don't function well. And I've been helping out a few friends this week with different projects, and I wasn't getting the sleep I need, and here I am sick. And also my daughter was sick last week. She had the chicken pox, which is so funny. Speaking of, to all parents out there, my daughter had one of the chickenpox vaccine shots when she was little. I hadn't given it to her, and then I got a notice from the school saying if I didn't give it, she couldn't come, and so I took her in and got her the one shot. That is only, according to my doctor, 65% effective to prevent chickenpox. If she had gotten the booster, like the second shot, it would have been 95% effective, but she still possibly would have ended up with chickenpox, just a lesser chance. And why I'm making this known to everyone is I didn't even know there was a second one. So she ended up with chickenpox last week. A very mild case. The good news about her having one of the vaccines is that it was only a mild case, and therefore she didn't get spots all over her body. But she did have a fever and different things, and she kept waking up in the middle of the night not feeling well. So I also didn't get well-rested sleep last week, which is fine. I mean, that's parenting and it's fine, but it's ironic because then my head got all stuffed up, and this is how my body lets me know, hey, Megan, you need to take some downtime. This week, it's different how it shows up other times, but this week I'm sick. So sleep is imperative for me. Fluids. I need to be getting hydrated. I need to be getting water. I need to be getting all those things. I have to have movement. Now for me, movement looks very different than for most people. Before I got injured at work years ago, I would go swimming or I would do workouts and different things. Today, my movement is a lot more gentle. It's just, you know, dancing around the living room or possibly going for a walk. Different things like that, but I need to have that movement in my week, preferably in my day, but that doesn't always happen with my pain level and things. Quiet time is kind of imperative. I often take my time in the morning these days before my daughter wakes up, but that wasn't always the case because there was a time in her life where if I was awake, she was awake within at least 5 minutes. So just finding some time throughout my day to just kind of be still and get into meditation for me, or just do some deep breathing. And sometimes that just looks like a 5 minute window of deep breathing for 5 minutes, but just allotting that time for myself in my calendar, almost as if it's a doctor's appointment that I have to attend. If I don't take that time for myself, I find things get a little frantic and hectic and hard to take care of. For me, I need social time as well. I have to have contact with people I love and care for to just kind of bounce ideas off of. I'm probably missing some of the things, but good nutrition is so imperative. Our food fuels our soul, right? And so I have had weeks where things are busy and we're doing fast food and whatever, I can see the difference in how well I feel and how uplifted I am based on the food I'm consuming. They say you are what you eat. Your energy level is also the energy level of what you consume. Now, that doesn't mean I eat a 100% healthy diet. I don't. It's not one of my strong suits. But I do notice a difference when I'm home cooking meals as opposed to fast food, yucky processed stuff. And that can be a treat sometimes too, but when it's becoming a daily adventure, there's a difference. And again, with my daughter being sick last week, I did do a lot of grab and go stuff. So anyways, all of that to say, self-care is so important. So what does self-care look like for you? What do you absolutely need to have in your day? Oh, that's another thing. For me, I figured out that I really enjoy water. Water is very calming for me. According to some card readings I've done for myself, one of the past ancestral beings that I have cards related to, I can't remember if it's Starseed or Lemurians, but they love to be around water, and I get that card all the time when I pull from that deck. So I mean, that tells me that I probably am of that heritage. And therefore, I schedule time in my day every day to at least have a shower or to have a nice bath. I try to have a bath every day because I just love my baths, and they're calming, and they add to my sense of calm and serenity. And I guess I don't ever think I need to say this because you guys know me pretty well, but I need time with God. God is my best friend. You don't have to call it God, as I say in all the other episodes, but time with that power that is greater than me is essential to my well-being. I talk to my higher power as if they're my best friend. Sometimes I'll be driving down the street and we're just having a conversation, usually in my head. When I was new to sobriety, it was sometimes an out loud conversation. People may have wanted to commit me to the psychiatric ward, but it works for me. I talk about my day. I talk about my struggles. I ask for guidance. It fuels me to be connected to that power of oneness throughout all humanity, because we all have the divine within us, each and every one of us. So when I connect to that power that is greater than me, I connect to all of you, and we meet on a soul level, and it fuels me. It lights me up for the day. It's incredible. And if you haven't had that experience and you don't know what I'm talking about and you'd like to learn more, please reach out to me on any of my social media handles. I'd love to talk to you about how building a relationship with something greater than yourself is just an epic adventure you don't want to miss. But if I don't have that in my day, if I don't do that, because there have been periods where I haven't, because I've been pissed off at my higher power because something in my life didn't go the way I thought it should or wanted it to, then there's a huge difference in how my day goes. It's a lot more difficult for me. And if God or higher power or any of that bothers you and that's not part of what fuels your day, then just ignore this part of the podcast and figure out what you need in your day to feel good and have the energy you need to be there for the people that you love, to be there for yourself. Because if you don't fill your own cup first and you're only given from the scraps, you're no good to anybody else, and you won't be able to sustain the long haul. And, you know, life is not meant to be endured. It's meant to be enjoyed. So what can you do to add a little more joy to your life? What can you do to add a little more excitement to your life? Even if it's just putting on your favorite tune and dancing in your underwear in the living room, or whatever you need to do, but make sure to take time to support yourself and pay attention to your mind and your body and your surroundings. Because when those things are out of alignment, or how you're reacting with people around you, if you're getting irritable and restless with your loved ones, something probably needs to change in your quote unquote self-care routine. Because you are important, you matter. But if you don't believe those things for yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. It won't ring true for you. Why this is coming up is I've had a lot of clients recently with my healing sessions that have, while I'm doing the healing and talking to their soul, I'm really encouraging them to remember that it's a privilege to be in their presence and that they are amazing, and to take time for loving themselves, to take time to give themselves a hug, to take, because during my sessions, what I do is I send the Reiki healing and the light healing, and I coach the soul. It's done through absentee Reiki. So short and the long of it is, you're not present with me on the call, but I send the healing across the airwaves, and people have had dramatic results, energies just shifting in their body. It's really powerful. And one client I have actually could feel me coaching their soul. So that's really cool. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. But if you're interested in something like that, again, please get a hold of me and we can talk. But make sure to take time to love yourself, to care for yourself, and to do the things that you need to do to feel good. Because it feels good to feel good, as Gabby Bernstein has been saying lately. That's one of the mantras from her new book. And you know what, guys? You deserve to feel good. You deserve to have a life that you are excited about, that fuels your soul. Because that's what this is all about. Soul work. All of life is soul work. So that's it for this week. I hope you guys have an incredible, incredible day. And I am away at the Great Canadian Woman Summit all weekend. Our book is launching on October 5th, The Great Canadian Woman, She is Strong and Free. I would love for you guys to purchase a copy on Amazon on Saturday or Sunday. If you want to, you can join us live stream from the Great Canadian Woman Facebook group at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's going to be broadcasting the book launch live, where all of the authors will be reading an excerpt of their chapter. I'm going to be there because I'm one of the authors. It's going to be so epic, so incredible. I hope to see you guys on the live stream. And remember, you are beautiful. You are worth it. You deserve an epic life. And I love you. Have a great day, guys. Mwah. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.